This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. One of the world's last three countries to administer COVID-19 vaccines started giving out doses on Monday as the East African nation of Burundi launched its national campaign. But health workers told the Associated Press that barely more than a dozen people had received doses by mid-afternoon. Recipients included the ministers of health and security. The World Health Organization says that means only North Korea and the Horn of Africa nation Eritrea have not administered any COVID-19 vaccines. Burundi's previous government had been criticized for taking the pandemic lightly. The vaccination campaign began after Burundi received a 500,000 doses of the Sinopharm vaccine, but hesitation remains among some officials. On Sunday, the country's prime minister asserted, without evidence, the government has the responsibility to tell citizens that, quote, the vaccine has a lot of consequences not even known by the specialists who created the vaccine. A Nigerian state government said Monday gunmen from a criminal gang attacked a village market in northwest Nigeria, killing dozens of people. The gangs, known locally as bandits, have terrorized northwest and central Nigeria for years, but attacks have become more violent in recent months. A government spokesman said, quote, we're not sure of the death toll figure, but it is 30-something, adding that the attack occurred on Sunday evening. Bandits raided another village market on October 8th near the border with Niger, killing 19 people. Since last month, Nigerian troops have been conducting air and ground operations on bandit camps, but officials are worried that bandits are relocating as a result of those operations. Find more at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said on Monday Washington was closely watching China's development of advanced weapon systems while declining to comment directly on a report that Beijing tested a nuclear-capable hypersonic missile. The Chinese Foreign Ministry denied the recent report in the Financial Times newspaper, which said Beijing had launched a rocket in July carrying a hypersonic glide weapon. Beijing says it was a space vehicle, not a missile. The United States and Russia have both tested hypersonic weapons, usually defined as missiles which fly more than five times the speed of sound, in a race for a new generation of weapons that are harder to detect and block. Myanmar's junta chief Monday announced the release of thousands of people jailed for protesting a February coup, days after a regional bloc delivered a major snub to the military regime. There's been chaos in Myanmar since the coup, with more than 1,000 civilians killed in a bloody crackdown and more than 8,000 arrested, according to a local monitoring group. Junta head Min Aung Hlaing said more than 5,000 prisoners will be freed to mark a festival later in October, without providing details on when they would be freed. The announcement comes on the heels of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations' decision to exclude the junta leader from the upcoming summit of the 10-country bloc over his administration's commitment to defusing the bloody crisis. Myanmar authorities released more than 2,000 anti-coup protesters from prisons across the country in June, including journalists critical of the military government. Police in Italy on Monday used water cannons and tear gas against protesters at a northeastern port following a three-day demonstration against a new mandatory workplace COVID pass. Dozens of police in riot gear faced off against hundreds of remaining demonstrators and port workers who began blocking one of the port entrances Friday in protest against Italy's so-called Green Pass. Police managed to clear the entrance after a few hours of standoff, pushing demonstrators to a nearby parking lot. Dock workers had called a strike Friday despite being offered free COVID tests, and their protests attracted demonstrators from out of town. The Green Pass, which offers proof of vaccination, recent recovery from COVID-19, or a negative test, became mandatory in all workplaces on Friday throughout Italy. The new regulation spurred a wave of protests across the country, although most were small and not disruptive. Find more at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.